we're about to bring on our main man, Tony Casillas. And it's in connection to Darren Woodson coming out on ESPN yesterday and saying this, admitting this, about the 90s Cowboys.
The term bounty never came up. Never heard that word as far as bounty. We always talked about big hits, and we've always rewarded ourselves as far as the secondary is concerned. All the guys will say, hey, if you got an interception, here's a little cash for you. If you got the big hit, here's a little cash up. You got knock a guy out of the game, there's a little bit more of a bonus. But it was never an organized situation where it was the coaches involved or the GM involved. It was never that type of gambling. It was basically guys in that locker room, guys within that defensive back meeting talking about the big hits.
Let's bring on a man who played on those teams, Tony Casillas, former Cowboy, joining us right here on News School with Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan. Tony, what is your reaction to this bounty story that's blown up in the NFL?
Well, and I just heard just some of the, you know, Woody's interview, but you know what? Hey, look, as players, we used to do that. It was kind of an unwritten, if you will, big hit. Every week after the game, we'd watch film, and whoever got the big, you know, big hit, I mean, we'd have $100 in the envelope. And this was done during a team meeting. It wasn't anything malicious, just a good sound hit. And that's what we, you know, that's kind of what we, you know, motivated us. But you know, I think this is a little different. It's mixing apples and oranges. I mean, when you have, you know, it was a $1,500, $2,000, and if it was implemented by the players or the coaches, I mean, that's pretty significant. But you know, it's so ironic, you know, watching some of the highlights of, you know, when they played the NFC Championship with Brett Favre and some of the hits that they put on players after the play. I mean, it's pretty blatant. And I know it's a lot of irony there, but, there's a big difference between trying to injure a player as opposed to just trying to put a good sound hit on them and talk about it on Sunday after, or Monday after the game.
So your Cowboy coaches weren't aware of whatever you guys were doing?
You know what, we it was kind of a pack deal, and mind me, it was something we did in our meetings. We watched the film, especially special teams, and if someone ran down the field and made a big hit, you know, everyone would applaud him and go, ooh, you know, and that's, I mean, it was a sound hit. And so, you know, that was a big hit of the week. I mean, that was an incentive for a player, you know, giving him $100 in cash and envelope. But it wasn't anything like trying to put a guy out of the game. Some of the reports that you heard with the Orioles, we weren't trying to knock a quarterback out. We weren't trying to take a guy's head off after the play. It wasn't, you know, yeah, we as players, hey, you know, if it's like an injury report. If they're losing their franchise quarterback, they're not going to be as good. If they lose their star, you know, running back or their star defender, they're not going to be as good. But, you know, that's just part of the game. But we didn't maliciously try to sit down and it's like, hey, we're going to take this guy out. We're going to hurt him. We want to knock you, it doesn't matter what kind of hit, you know, whatever we need to do, guys, we're going to make it happen. We're going to send in silence. We never had that type of intention.
Former Cowboy Tony Casillas right here on News School. We're discussing the Saints bounty that is blown up in the NFL right here on 105.3 The Fan, the bounty story. Who was the Cowboy who took home the most purses usually in those meetings when you guys watch for the big hits?
Well, it just depends. I think special teams really, I think that was kind of their, we used to do that. You know, Avizano was a special teams coach and, you know, it's just part of our Monday morning, meeting. I mean, we would all get the anxiety that you have watching film next day, whether you won or lost, how you played. But, I just remember a lot of, the special team players like a Kenny Gant, a Matt Vanderbeek, you know, even Dale Hellestray. I mean, he would rumble and stumble downfield, but, you know, he'd hit someone. But it was just kind of that camaraderie that you had. It's watching film. And more than anything, guys, it's more just get respect from your peers because everyone was watching that film. And so to make a big hit and to get $100 or whatever, $50 in the envelope and get the big hit award or whatever it was, I mean, that meant a lot to us as a team.
Tony, do you think this is actual cheating?
Cheating, RJ?
Yeah.
No, it's not cheating. What it is, it's Greg Williams. If they stepped over the line as far as making it, I think the bottom line is none of their coaches. Our coaches weren't involved in this. It was a players' pack. you know, yes, that they knew it was going on, but it was a, it wasn't, you know, if you're really trying, the intent is to send Brett Favre or whoever the player is and maliciously hurt them. Yeah, I don't think it's cheating. I think it's wrong for the game, and the game is violent enough. But if you're going to that extent, you should be penalized extremely, because there's no room for that in NFL. We watch it week in and week out about trying to cut back on these concussions, and you got a defensive coordinator that's trying to motivate his players by injuring somebody. First of all, as players, you do not want to be put in that category. You do not want to try to injure you or injure a guy with a career-threatening hit. I mean, you just don't want to do that. So it's got to come from this. I think it's more from the top as far as motivating those players, those type of bounties.
Does the over-the-line attempt to injure happen outside of what you guys did, trying to keep it clean within the rules? Does the other side happen?
Well, you know, it happens because it's the nature of the game. But if you're asking me if you hit a cheap shot and you try to go for a guy's head after the play and knowingly know that, yeah, that's uncalled for. And that's not something we ever tried to put emphasis on. I mean, you have respect for your players. You have respect for the guy's career. I mean, there's times, and you know, in my career, and you can ask any NFL footballers play the game, there's always been a time where you could take that guy out with any, you know, if you just kind of more or less push that emotional button. But as a player, there's a written rule for respect, and I think if the New Orleans players, if they really, you know, carry this thing out, I think it's wrong on their part, because they don't have, to me, they don't have much respect for the other players in the game.
Is this worse than Spygate?
I think so. I mean, think about it, RJ. And Belichick, what he did was spy and try to get plays. I get that. I mean, that happens. And you know, we saw how severely they were penalized. This, you know, if it all unfolds and they find out what's going on, I think you have to. There's got to be a clear message sent in the NFL that this cannot happen. You cannot be connected. The coach or the organization know that this is going on, especially if you're trying to protect your best players, the salary cap. It's every year you're trying to protect integrity game. And I think that's where Goodell will come down, because all his concussion awareness players after their careers are over, I think he'll come down severely. And it'll definitely be a lot more than what Spygate was.
Former Cowboy Tony Casillas dropping the knowledge right here for us on New School 105.3 The Fan. What is your reaction to Anthony Spencer receiving the franchise tag, $8.8 million for a year, Tony?
Man, I wish I could just have one, about five more years, you know, and play at a high level. Man, I think the question is if you look at the Cowboys, and if you go out and if you take a chance, someone else is going to sign him. He's like one of the top three free agent linebackers in the NFL. Yeah, we can all talk about how he hasn't played well, or maybe we think he's underachieved, but the bottom line, the market is out there in the NFL. There's no one better. So with the way it's set up and you know, taking the risk of losing him, you got to put the $9 million tag on him, and that's good for him. I'm quite jealous.
I would be too. For over a month, we've been talking about leadership issues with the Cowboys, and now Keith Brooking came out at the age of 36 and said, yeah, you know, they've contacted my agent. There appears to be some interest. What is your reaction to a possible Brooking return and this whole leadership Cowboy issue?
I don't think Keith Brooking will return. I think he'll probably retire. What is he, 37? I don't think that, you know, he's had a great career, played 15 years in NFL. Yeah, if he wants to come back a limited role and be paid the minimum, you know, I just don't, you know, with his age and the things that they're trying to do, I just, the leadership, there is a value on it, but for him, I think he probably just, he'll go ahead and retire. But as far as leadership, I think one of the things that you hear people talking about as former players, leadership, yeah, it comes within the locker room, but I want to see what guys do in the off season, what they do as far as working hard to work that work ethic. I mean, it's so much different now, guys. You know, they don't start their off-season program until April. Now, when I played, or even last year before the CBA, these guys started back in, you know, March and February. So I think that the leadership comes within a couple, two or three players. But, you know, more or less than anything, I want to see guys, what they do together, you know, what they do behind, you know, the closed doors, what they're doing as far as the cohesiveness. That's where you really got to get the leadership. Things that we don't see, the public don't see, but the guys in the locker room, ultimately you see it on Sunday, and that's what pays big dividends.